As we all hope, an end to the pandemic is in sight. This past year leaves a spotlight on a disease often overlooked, chronic fatigue syndrome. This week, more than 1,000 people living with chronic illnesses lobbied members of Congress for more support. Now, disability advocate Rivka Solomon offers her brief but spectacular take.
Leading up to this interview, I was definitely nervous and anxious, but I've done a lot of public speaking. However, what's tricky about doing these kinds of interviews is that you never know when your brain is just going to fly away and I will not be able to remember what it is I want to say. I won't be able to formulate sentences. When I was 21, two of my college roommates and I all got mononucleosis at the same time. They got better in a month or so, and I essentially never got better. After a year of being bedridden, I had a few years of semi-remission, but it didn't last. It all came back with a second infection, pneumonia, and I stayed sick for 3 decades. They called it chronic mono, then chronic Epstein-Barr virus, then chronic fatigue syndrome, and now they call it ME/CFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome. Most of us just call it ME. There are up to 2.5 million of us in the U.S. with ME, 24 million around the globe. We have no treatments, no cure, and people can be sick and disabled for decades, often bedridden like me, some unable to care for or feed themselves. 80% of people with ME got it after a viral or bacterial infection like me, and 75% of us are women. I might look vibrant and full of life right now, but what happens is that many of us with ME, all of us with ME, have post-exertional malaise. That's called PEM. And that means that after we do anything that requires any energy output, we will often collapse. We have a disproportionate payback. So after I do this interview with you, I might end up bedridden and unable to move, literally. When you have ME, it affects absolutely every single dimension of your life. Many of us, our families and friends, don't believe that we're actually sick. It is a terribly lonely existence. Right now, there are millions who are getting sick with COVID-19 from the coronavirus, and some are not getting better. They're staying sick with what's called long COVID. Many with long COVID will likely be eligible for an ME diagnosis after 6 months of being sick because they have many of the same symptoms as us. But something truly beautiful has come out of all this. The ME community and long COVID communities are helping each other. It is beautiful to see this. It's like the old timers helping the newbies, but the newbies have much more political clout and are also helping us. One of the problems that we've had as a community is that there's been a faction of the medical establishment that has put forth and propagated the myth that this isn't a real disease, that it's actually a psychological condition. So for example, in the 1980s, Newsweek had a headline on their front. They had a cover on, sorry. As you can see, my brain is beginning to go, right? You can see that happening here. Even right now, as I'm doing this interview with you, I can feel the brain fog is taking over, and I can't remember what your question was, and I can't remember what the beginning of my sentence was. I don't remember the point that I'm trying to make. The one thing I want people at home to take away is to believe a person when they tell you how they're feeling. Don't dismiss them. Don't disregard them. Believe them and have compassion. My name is Rivka Solomon, and this is my brief but spectacular take on advocating for people with chronic illness.
And Rivka Solomon, we thank you for sharing your story and the story of so many others. And you can find all of our brief but spectacular segments online at pbs.org/newshour/brief.